That's a long time. There's only a few of us that were here that long, or that have been here that long. You raised your hands. And it's really an honor for me to be part of this Catholic community for all these years. And I hope it isn't over yet for me, so we keep going. And it's appropriate, I think, that we're celebrating our parish today because the readings talk about the temple of God, where Mary and Joseph took Jesus to have him purified in the ritual of the Jewish tradition. And the temple that Jesus created in Jerusalem for the new Christian people. And we are receptors of that, receivers of that in this, our church. We built this church 26 years ago, and that was our place where we would worship God. And that's what the scriptures are telling us today. In that first reading, we hear Malachi talking about the fact that the Lord will come and will purify the sons of Levi so that they may offer sacrifice to God. And in the gospel, we hear about Mary and Joseph taking Jesus to the temple to offer purification, the purification rites of that time. So in both readings, we're hearing about coming to the temple, being purified, and then celebrating sacrifice. Those three things. The second one, being purified, we do every Sunday here, but we don't often refer to it or notice it as much. We just kind of go through it as a routine because it's at the beginning of Mass when we ask God to forgive us and to purify us for the sacrifice. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. That's one way we do that. We pray for forgiveness and for purification from our weaknesses, our sins, our struggles, our problems, so that we may be ready to offer sacrifice to God with pure hearts and pure souls. And that, although it's a very short little thing, it's very important, and we should notice it as we prepare and as we begin to celebrate. We are here because we've come to worship our God, and we want to be ready for that and purified to be able to do that with pure hearts and pure minds. So we're asking forgiveness from God of the sins and those things that keep us from being so purified. And that's not just a thing we go through to begin Mass. It's a ritual all on its own. We don't always refer to it, but it's there nonetheless. And it's an important step for you and for me to acknowledge and face our own human weaknesses and struggles and problems and sins, to acknowledge those and to realize that the grace of God is there to help us. And then we come to the altar to offer sacrifice, the sacrifice of Christ crucified. And that's the whole process that we're hearing in the readings today. The Lord has come to purify us, to forgive us, to heal us, so that we might come to the sacrifice fully human and fully alive and offer that sacrifice to God. And that's the whole process of our Christian life, really, to acknowledge our humanity, to celebrate life, to celebrate Christ. And so we're here today to do that in this 30 years here at St. Thomas Becket.